The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The theme that I've been talking about in this majalis is basically to see those who are close to Amir al-Mu'mineen so that we can relate to them, look at them as role models and examples of what does it mean to be Shia of Ali. Ammar bin Yasir is known as one of the Al-Arkanul Arba'a, one of the four pillars of the support of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ammar, you know, he has been praised by the Prophet in many different ways. There is one hadith accepted by Shias and Sunnis both where the Prophet says, اشتاقت الجنة إلى علي وعمار وسلمان وبلال. The Jannah is waiting or longing for Ali, Ammar, Salman, and Bilal. One day Ammar came to visit the Prophet, so he basically asked permission from outside that I would like to come in. And the Prophet told his servant there, إِذَنُ لَهُ, allow him to come. But then the way he addressed him, he says, مَرْحَبَا بِالطَّيِّبِ عِبْنَ الطَّيِّبِ. You know, Ammar is tayyib, pure, and he is son of a pure one. When the Masjid al-Nabi was being built, at the time, even the Prophet was, you know, helping his companions, at that time, there was some argument, and I don't want to go into details, we don't have that much time today, where somebody criticized Ammar. And Ammar was actually carrying double of the load of others. Not one brick, two bricks, for example. And so when there was one of the prominent Sahaba was criticizing him. So Rasulullah said, leave him alone. And he called Ammar close, and he wiped the sweat from his forehead. And then the Prophet says, you know, that he is someone, إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ تَقْتُلُكَ الْفِئَةُ الْبَاغِيَةِ. You are from the people of Jannah and you will be killed by a rebellious group. In what state? Ammar will be killed, يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ, while he will be calling them towards Jannah. And those who killed him, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, will be calling him towards Jahannam. And this hadith was there at that time, but it became a very crucial point in the discussion between Shias and Sunnis later on. And you see that, you know, he was among those who were with Amir al-Mu'mineen in the house of Fatima al-Zahra to protest against the bay'at of Abu Bakr. And even after that, especially during the time of Usman, he was a very strong, you know, vocal critique of the unjust policies of Usman about the way mismanaging the Baytul Mal, the public treasury. For example, Arqam bin Abdullah, who was the treasurer during the time of Usman, one day Usman told him to, you know, set aside 100,000 dirham. He said, I can do that, but I'll make a note that this is a loan that you have from Baytul Mal. And Usman became very angry. He said, what do you mean? You are my treasurer. He said, no, I'm not your treasurer. I am treasurer of the Muslims. You appointed me to handle Baytul Mal. This is public's property. And he became so angry, abused him, you know, and dismissed him. Rather, I would say, you know, the treasurer quit. He said, I cannot do any work with you anymore. And then Uthman goes on the minbar and he says, "O people, when Abu Bakr came, he preferred his tribe over others. When Umar came, he preferred his tribe over others. And therefore, I will prefer my own tribe of Banu Umayyah over others. And nobody can say anything about what I'm doing. If I'm given the right to be at the door of Jannah and the privilege to admit people, I will bring all the Banu Umayyah into Jannah." Look at their affiliations. And this is whether people like or not, this is our property. And this is where, when Ammar heard about it, one of the cases where he openly opposed Uthman was on this issue. Where Uthman comes down from the minbar and starts, kicking Ammar to the extent that Ammar became unconscious. They talk about Shias being, they don't believe in Sahaba, don't respect Sahaba. What is this? And this is where the story goes on. He even decided then to exile Ammar the way Abu Zar was exiled. Until Banu Makhzum, the tribe that he was affiliated to, they came to Ali, said, "Can you go and, convince Uthman not to do this?" And because of the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Uthman let him stay in Medina. The hadith of the Prophet about Ammar, that you will be killed by the rebellious group, this became a problem because Ammar was with Amir al-Mu'mineen in Siffin. And he was killed in Siffin at the hand of the forces of Muawiyah there. And at that time, many people didn't remember that hadith of Rasulullah about Ammar. But the day he was killed, Abdullah bin Amr ibn As, son of Amr ibn As, who used to write the hadith of Rasulullah for his own notes, immediately said, "Oh, Rasulullah said that he will be killed by the rebellious group." So even those who are still, on the fence on this issue of who is on haq, who is on batil in Siffin, on that day they realize haq is with Ali and Muawiyah is batil. And when Abdullah bin Amr ibn As mentioned this hadith, remembered that, it became like a wildfire among the Syrian forces. And Muawiyah told Amr ibn As, "Can you not put a rein on the mouth of your son? Why does he have to say everything that he heard from Rasulullah?" Because it became a public relations nightmare for him. And Amr ibn As says, "Well, there is a solution to it. Why don't you spread words among your soldiers that the person responsible for the killing of Ammar is the person who brought him to Siffin?" This crooked thinking of blaming the victim. That we didn't kill him, the responsibility goes on the person who brought him here. When Amir al-Mu'mineen heard about it, he laughed. He said, "It means Rasulullah is responsible for the killing of Hamza, because he took his uncle to Uhud." And this is where, we see that this hadith even now becomes, even the shahadat of Ammar became a point of support for the vilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.